The U.S. announced today that it's seized a North Korean cargo ship for violating sanctions. The Justice Department said the ship was transporting coal, which is subject to a U.N. export ban. This is the first time the U.S. has seized a North Korean ship for violating international sanctions. The boat was impounded a year ago in April, but the announcement today came just hours after North Korea launched two short-range projectiles. Jenny Town is a Stimson Center Fellow and managing editor of 38 North, a policy journal about North Korea.
They do appear to be short-range ballistic missile tests. The one that happened last weekend seems to be a new model that we have not seen tested before. We don't have confirmation yet as to what was just tested last night, but it does appear to be probably the same missile. And so these are showing greater capabilities in North Korea's continued development of their capabilities, especially against regional targets like South Korea.
Yesterday, I spoke with the State Department's top official on Iran, Brian Hook, and here's what he said about North Korea.
There is no question that the Korean Peninsula, we have lowered the temperature dramatically in North Korea. I mean, on the Korean Peninsula. That's just a fact.
Brian Hook seems to think that the U.S. is helping to lower the temperature in North Korea, but don't these recent tests suggest an escalation?
Certainly. Over the past year, the movement and the interaction between the two Koreas and the U.S. DPRK diplomatic process has lowered the tensions on the Korean Peninsula significantly. But it's not irreversible. And certainly measures like what we've seen over the past couple of weeks are counterproductive to the diplomatic process. They are raising the temperature. They are raising tensions. They shouldn't necessarily be surprising. You know, North Korea has been sort of warning South Korea against these kinds of measures, especially as U.S. and South Korea move to resume large-scale joint military exercises in less than a month.
Stephen Biegun, the U.S. Special Representative on North Korea, has arrived in Seoul to meet with South Korean officials. Talks with North Korea have stalled since the summit in Vietnam, since the failed summit in Vietnam, really. But you think there's a chance of bringing North Korea back to the table?
I think the door is still open. It won't stay open forever. And I do think it will be a little while before either side actually gets back to the table. I think the North Koreans are sort of recalibrating what their position is. I think both Washington and Pyongyang, you've seen especially the public messaging turn to a very hard line messaging. And so I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. But both sides are trying to put on the pressure to the other side to come back on more favorable terms. I don't think anyone wants to go back to the tensions that existed in 2017. But certainly there is a little bit of the post-Hanoi posturing that will be done before talks really resume.
Has the U.S. and South Korea been attempting to get North Korea back to the negotiating table by offers of food aid or anything else?
Both Washington and Seoul have been trying to get the North Koreans back to the negotiating table as quickly as possible. The problem is the proposition that they're offering to get them back has not changed.
And
you know,
what's
offering
that?
Food that North Korea must agree to complete denuclearization, and that until they do, that there's no room to negotiate on sanctions, that maximum pressure will be put back on, that we can't have a step-by-step process. These kinds of public messages, of course, are very unhelpful to getting the North Koreans to come back. I mean, what are they coming back for if they've already rejected this proposal over and over again? I think both sides now are posturing their maximal demands, thinking that it's going to, you know, build leverage for them in that process. And instead, I think it's just undermining the political goodwill that had been built up over the past year and can very easily escalate into something that builds the tension on the Korean Peninsula.
Jenny Town is a Stimson Center Fellow and the managing editor of 38 North. Thanks, Jenny.
Sure, no problem.